on because my next guest on the line is Katie Cahill, and Katie teaches in Rathmore, and she's here to tell us about a fabulous travel experience she recently underwent and why she would like to see transition year students signing up to do this very journey next year. Katie, you're very welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about how you got involved in this trip to the Camino de Santiago.
I'm actually from Rathmore, but I'm actually teaching in Sculvera in Kanturk.
Okay.
But one of the organisers of the foundation, Charlotte King, got in contact with our school, and we would be a school every year, let's say in transition year, that they would do a major fundraising event for a charity. And this year we opted and decided to work with Clean Hands Foundation. So we welcomed Charlotte into our school early in the year. A fellow colleague of mine organised it. And we narrowed it down to 6 students then to literally participate in walking the Camino for Clina and for the Clina Foundation.
And tell us a bit about Clina's Foundation.
Yeah, so Clina's Foundation was actually set up by her parents, Brendan and Terry, in 2006 after the passing of their daughter. And it is a foundation that is a national charity which holds their office in Limerick, and that provides financial assistance directly to the parents of children with, let's say, life-limiting or chronic complex care needs across Ireland. It helps with, let's say, the non-medical aspect to caring for their own child.
Oh, brilliant. That sounds like a very worthy charity indeed. So yeah, did many of the transition year students apply, Katie, and was it hard to narrow it down?
So at the very, very beginning, we had, let's say, a lot of students who wanted to participate in it. And I think at the very beginning, when they realised that it was a massive undertaking in the sense of, let's say, over 114 kilometres in 5 days, that a few students decided to, let's say, opt out of it, and I had 6 excellent students that decided to continue with us. And you know, it wasn't too bad after the 114 kilometres, and even though the students who didn't participate, they all, let's say, would have had given money towards the charity, as we would have had numerous fundraising events within the school and outside of the school.
How recently did you do it?
So we're only back roughly with I'd say not even 2 weeks. So we flew out on the 5th of June and we came home on the 11th.
And what was the weather like? Because I know there was some bad weather in Spain during June, but normally it's quite hot, isn't it, at that time of year?
Yeah, and you know, I think we kind of expected this beautiful weather when you're thinking you're going to Spain, and on the first day it was actually very, very hot and really, really warm. Like, oh, this is great. And when you're coming towards the day after doing about 20 kilometres, it kind of got tough going. But it was very similar to Ireland. We kind of experienced all weather forecasts. I think one day a group of leaders and students got stuck in a really bad thunderstorm. But again, like, they were extremely resilient and continued with the walk and kept going. But very like at home, kind of hot, cold, wind, rain, hailstorm. We had a bit of everything.
And incredible scenery along the way, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it was absolutely breathtaking. You know, at times you were kind of going through farmyards. It was very similar to home. I even remember sending photos to my own family and friends at home, and they couldn't believe it, how alike it was to home, let's say, out in the countryside. Like, at times, even a few of my own students actually got brilliant selfies as such, like, with getting stuck behind, let's say, cattle being brought in. So it was just very like home. It's not like your typical part of Spain of going, let's say, to a resort and to the beach and all of that.
Yeah. There must have been times when yourself or one of the students was like, oh, God, I can't walk another step with the exhaustion.
Yes, do you know, it did happen like a few days, like you kind of preempt situations and scenarios in regards to blisters and pain, so you kind of like, you mind yourself a lot. A few of my own students at times, like even myself, like your knee or let's say your feet would get sore, but I think like the resilience part of it kind of kicks in, and look, at the end of the day, you're kind of doing it in memory of a great young girl and for a foundation that's very, very important. And I think everyone kind of continued on, and you know, we kind of just minded each other, and at times, you know, it wasn't like a race at all, so you could kind of stop off in different villages along the way and have a cup of coffee or whatever, maybe, so you were able to kind of just have a break along the way. Yeah,
it just sounds like a remarkable thing to do. I know people who've done the Camino and they always say afterwards one of the best things they ever did. Did you feel a great sense of accomplishment, Katie, when it was all done?
Yes, absolutely. Like, I myself would be someone that would be extremely, let's say, fit in the sense I'd always be walking in that. And I even was only speaking to a few of my own friends and colleagues and saying that I think it was personally one of the best experiences I was ever on. I think, like, it was so worthwhile. It was, you know, it was different in the sense, like, I don't think you realise how well equipped you are, let's say, how resilient you are, or, you know, that you could continue going. Like, some days you might walk 29 kilometres and the next day, you know, you kind of feel like, oh, you kind of got a momentum, you could kind of go on and on and on. We didn't want it to finish, even though, you know, after 114 kilometres, you're looking forward to the end. But, you know, it was just, it's kind of hard to put into words, and I think it's really a journey as such, because even the students that went, like, I had 6 students, but overall we had 35 students from 11 schools in Munster. And, like, a lot of those students would not have known each other. So it was brilliant to see, let's say, all these new friendships forming and memories being made. And even my own students, you know, getting back to me and saying, like, just what they learned from us and just being appreciative of the experience. Because I remember, like, I think a key moment that I took note of was that this is a cohort of 15 and 16-year-old students that they probably would more than likely never come across a group that went through this experience before, that there's not many like them in the country.
Yeah, absolutely.
Walked part to the Camino. So I think that that's a major accomplishment for everyone.
And that actually brings me on to my next question, which is, of course, this was the inaugural Camino for Cliona, and you raised over 40 grand, which is phenomenal. But you're here really to maybe appeal to transition your students in Kerry to think about signing up for next year's event.
Yes, absolutely. Like, I jumped at the chance and the opportunity in my own school, and I just think, like having the moment to sit back and look at back at the photos and after realising how worthwhile it was, and that I'd highly recommend it. Even, let's say, for example, if people feel, oh God, I'm a bit daunted by 114 kilometres over 5 days, it's so doable. It really, really is. And it's just such a moment of, like, say, there's a major reward and kind of accomplishment to it. And let's say, again, like, it's a brilliant journey. It is an adventure. And like, I think a major thing I noted as well is along the Camino that you would stop talking to people who were walking it also and hear their different stories and their undertakings of why they are doing it and the personal side to it. And it was really just filled with, let's say, busyness and laughter and at times happy tears as well, you know, and there was brilliant memories made from it. And I really, really would highly recommend it. It's one of those things, I think, in your life that everyone should do some part of it. Like, it's just fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And even to do it for such a worthy charity makes it even more special. So I presume if there'll be lots of kids going into transition year student in September, if they want to find out more about it, where would you direct them to, Katie?
The Cleanest Foundation have their own platform online, their own page, so the Cleanest Foundation, or even on social media and let's say all their social media accounts. Obviously a key person to get in contact with would be Charlotte. Her number, her email address is on the foundation's page also.
Very good. Well, it goes without saying that you'd recommend it. Listen, Katie, you make it sound so fabulous. You really bring it alive for us. And well done on doing it. Well done to your students as well. And enjoy the rest of your summer. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you very much.
That is Katie Cahill there. And just to correct it, I got it backwards there at the outset. She is from Rathmore, but teaching in Kanturk. I actually thought it was the other way around. And just back from walking the Camino de Santiago in aid of Cliona's Foundation. And 6 of her Transition Year students went with her. And they're already putting the shout out for Transition Year students in Kerry who might be interested in doing it next year. You'll find out everything you need to know on Cliona's Foundation website.